Tir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Pei Beis, and we will begin on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. Teaches us the Mishnah, Nitma Shalei Merubai, if the whole Karban Pesach or most of it became Tamei, Sarfnei Selefnei Abira, it was burnt at the Bira Ma'atzei Marocha from the wood that was on the Mizbeach. The Gemara in Masechta Zvachim tells us there's a machloikis. What does the bira mean? Does the bira mean a specific area on the harabayis, which was designated for kabonis that became disqualified to be burnt? Or does the bira mean the whole harabayis, and anywhere on the harabayis a disqualified carbon may be burnt? And the Mishnah teaches us, if most or the whole carbon Pesach becomes Tomei, it's burnt on the Bira from the wood of the Mizbeach. As Tosfos, the obligation to burn a carbon that became Tomei is the obligation on the owner of the carbon. How can he use wood of the Mizbeach to fulfill his personal obligation? So Tosfos tells us, Lei Bezdin Masna Lahem, when these woods are made Hegdish, Bezdin makes a Tanai, Bezdin determines that should they be needed for this purpose, they may be used. That's what Tosfos explains. And Tosfos says further, even according to the Man D'Omer, who holds that something that has a Kedushas HaGuf, that is intrinsically Hegdish, we can't make it Tanai, that's only on Kedushas HaGuf. But the wood has only a Kedushas Tumim, a monetary Kedusha, on that Lei Bezdin would apply. However, ask the Rishash, why does Tosfos have to say this whole pshat? We know that there's a concept of mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. Mitzvahs weren't given for us to have anah. This person who's burning this carbon, he's doing so to fulfill a mitzvah, as we will learn in the Gemara. He's obligated to burn this carbon. So if he's doing it to fulfill a mitzvah, that should not be considered an issue of Hanoh that Tosfos should have a difficulty with. So Rishash says that Tosfos is going according to Man D'Omer, the mitzvahs lehenes nitnu, doing a mitzvah is a Hanoh, and therefore the kash of Tosfos is very relevant. Other Achronim say that even according to the Man D'Omer that says mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, doing a mitzvah doesn't mean that you're having Hanoh, that doesn't mean lechatchila you should do it that way, and that's why Tosfos looks for a different pshat. The Nesivus says a very bechiddush. He says, where is there a concept of mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu? The concept of mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu was said, says the Nesivus, in the case, for example, where I made a neder, I made a vow that I'm not allowed to have anah from another person, and then am I allowed to hear him blow the shofar? So the Gemara says the klal is mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. Hearing shofar is doing a mitzvah. That's not a hanah, and that's why I'm allowed to hear the shofar from that person. However, says the Nesivus, whereby having hanah, I save money. For example, our case that if I use the atzei hamarocha, the etzim of the mizbeach, I save that I don't have to spend money on getting my own wood. There, everybody will agree that mitzvahs lehenes nitnu. This is considered having hanah from a mitzvah and is therefore prohibited. That's the Nesivus. The Tzois actually argues on the Nesivus. The Tzois holds that is also it doesn't make a difference if I'm saving money or not saving money by having hanah, and that's why this teretz would not work according to the Tzois. Continues the Mishnah. The hanoiser, the leftover meat, if only small, lesser part of the carbon became tamei, the hanoiser or the leftover meat, they were burnt in the courtyards or the rooftops from their own wood. Hatzekonim, the people who were stingy, would even burn a small part of the carbon on the bira, in order that they should save themselves money and they could use the atzei mizbeach, not have to use their own wood to burn the carbon. Begins the Gemara. My Tama, why did Chazal say asked the Gemara that the, if most of the animal, the carbon came tame, it should be burnt on the bira. Rabbi Yosei, Bechanina, Kedei Levayshan. In order to embarrass the people that weren't careful and allow their carbon Pesach to become tame, we said that it should be burnt on the bira. Everybody should see that this was a person who wasn't careful with his carbon. However, the Mefarshim all strongly emphasize that this concept of Kedei Levayshan, to embarrass people who weren't careful, is something that should be used with great care. In fact, there's a shaila that I saw where there was a class in a yeshiva where the Rebbe was leaving in the middle of the year and another Rebbe was taking over. And when the new teacher came in, the old teacher made an announcement in front of the class telling the new Rebbe, you should know that this class is a class that doesn't behave well, that doesn't learn well. And the Paiskim say that what this Rebbe did was improper. It's never correct to embarrass people under any circumstances. Even though we find that Rashi says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was transferring the leadership of Klal Yisrael from himself to Yeshua, Rashi says, Da, Shatarchonim Haim, Savonim Haim, the Klal Yisrael aren't an easy group, that the Ramban immediately says that he doesn't understand how Rashi could say that that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. It's inconceivable, says the Ramban, that Moshe Rabbeinu embarrassed Klal Yisrael in front of Yeshua. And therefore he says a whole different pshat. He says that what Moshe Rabbeinu was actually telling Yeshua, he was giving him the charge how one is supposed to lead Klal Yisrael. And the Netziv says that even Rashi doesn't mean that what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua was said in front of Klal Yisrael, because it can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu would have embarrassed Klal Yisrael. What it rather means, says the Netziv, was that Moshe Rabbeinu made this charge to Yeshua in front of the Sanhedrin, but not in front of Klal Yisrael. It's never proper to embarrass Klal Yisrael. So the Mishnah said, Nitma Miyutai, if only the smaller part of the carbon became Tamei, you burn it with your own wood. Verminu, asked the Gemara, we learned in a Mishnah earlier in the Masechta and Daf Memtes, Chem Ishi Yotzim Yerushalayim, somebody left Yerushalayim, V'niska Shiesh Biyodoi Basa Kodesh, and he remembered that he had it with him, Basa Kodesh, Im Ova Tzoyfim, if he already passed Tzoyfim, the Loch is Sarfim Mekoymai, he should burn it where he realizes that he has this meat. V'mla, but if he has not yet passed Tzoyfim, Chayzer, he goes back to Yerushalayim, V'sarfim Lefnei Abira, Matzeh Merocha, he burns it on the Bira from the Matzeh Merocha. Here it seems to be saying that on any amount of meat from a carbon, he burns it at the Marocha. Yet in our Mishnah it seems that when it's a small part, it's burnt in their own homes, certainly not from the Atzeh Marocha. Amar Avcham Barukva, Loi Kasha. Kambach Snoi, the Mishnah from Daf Mentes is talking about a visitor who doesn't have his own wood, so he could burn even a small part at the Bira from Natsa Marocha. Kamer Balbayis, Amish, they're talking about somebody who lives in Yerushalayim, so if the small pot, burn it at home from your own wood. Rapapa says a different teretz. Havab Achsnoi, both Mishnayis are talking about Achsnoi. Kan Shehechse B'derech, the Mishnah the Mishnah in Daf Mentes is talking when he's ready on the road. When he's already on the road, we allow him to return and burn it at the Bira from Natsa Marocha. Kachalayach Sabaderech, our Mishnah is talking when he isn't yet on the road, therefore burn it from your own wood. Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid says, Loyalim Kadami Mikar. So the way Rashi explains Rav Zvid is concurring with Rav Chaim Barukva. Kam Bech Snoi Kam Balbayis. The Mishnah, and Daf Mentes is talking about a guest, our Mishnah is talking about a Balbayis. What Rav Zvid is telling us is that Rav Chaim Barukva holds that a guest, under all circumstances, even if he hasn't yet set himself out on the road, since he doesn't have his own independent wood, he's treated like these stingy people. The Tanan, and as we learned in our Mishnah, the cheap people burnt it on the Bira Matzeh Merocha in order to use that Merocha. So as we explained, Rashi explains that Rav Zvid is really just agreeing with Rav Chama Bar Okva. He's just explaining him a little more. Tosfos is very troubled with this pshat. Tosfos says that if that's pshat in the Gemara, then the language that the Gemara uses of la'olam kedam mikara, like we said originally, is inappropriate. Therefore, the Riva has two different pshatim. One pshat is that really Rav Chama and Rav Papa are not arguing, and both of them are only going to be mekel when you have an achsnoi, a guest, and he has to be hichsik b'derech, he has to be on the road. Just Rav Chama is focusing on the guest part of the heter, and Rav Papa is focusing on the hichsik b'derech part of the heter. But both of them agree that they both agree. Comes along Rav Zvid, and Rav Zvid is mekel. He says a guest under all circumstances, whether he is on the road or whether he's not on the road, can use Atzei HaMerachim. That's the first pshat the Riva says. Another pshat the Riva says that what happens in the Gemara here is that there's a machloikis between Rav Papa and Rav Zvid how to understand Rav Chama. Where Rav Papa understands Rav Chama to be mekel only by Nachsnoi, who's hichsik b'derech, and Rav Zvid says that Rav Zvid was mekel by Achsnoi, even if he was loy hechse b'derech, even if he hasn't gone on the road yet. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Baal Asarfoy b'chatzri seyem, if somebody wants to burn the carbon paste that got disqualified, but burn it in his own courtyard, but he wants to use atzei merocha, he wants to use hegdish wood, ain't shem loy, we don't allow that. On the other hand, Lifnei Bira, he wants to burn it at the base of Migdash, but he wants to use Atzei Atzmon, his own wood, also in Shemulhem. We won't allow that. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Atzmon Racha B'chatzri Seyem, if somebody wants to use his own Hegdish wood in his own home, in Shemulhem, we don't allow that. Dilma Paishmanai, because we're concerned that there may be some wood left over. This wood is Hegdish wood. As Tosfos taught us in the Mishnah, Chazal allowed him to use it for his own purposes. But he's only allowed to use it for his own purposes to burn the disqualified carbon. Nothing more. So therefore, we're concerned that if he has this Hegdish wood in his home, he may come to use it for his own purposes. Elifnei Abir Matzei Atzmon, if he wants to burn it at the Beira from his own wood, my tamaloi, why won't we allow it? So if Yosef Amishloi Levaisis Mishainloi, we don't want to embarrass somebody that doesn't have his own wood, that he will not be embarrassed that this person does bring his own wood, this person doesn't bring his own wood, so that's why we made up that nobody should bring their own wood. We're concerned that if somebody's going to bring his own wood, and then he's going to come back home, he's going to have leftovers. So what's he going to do? He's going to take it back home with him. Somebody seeing Kim carry that wood home from the base of Migdash won't realize that he's carrying his own wood. He will rather think that he's carrying Hegdish wood. So to avoid that, we don't allow him to use the wood, we don't allow him to bring his own wood to the Bira. My Benai, what's the practical difference between Rabbi Yosef and Rava? Says the Marikubinai the Osi kind of a chavosai. Let's say he carried dry reeds or dry palms, the lechaz merach, which he would never use on merach. If the concern is kedei levayish mishenloi, shloi levayish mishenloi, not to embarrass somebody who doesn't have, so it makes no difference what kind of wood he's carrying. But if the concern is b'nei chshad, that we're concerned that people will think that he's carrying his own wood home, that isn't going to be a concern here, because everybody knows that the atzei merocha, that on the mizbeach, such wood was never used. And they'll realize that this is his own private wood. And again, the Pais can point out here that we see the halachic concept of b'nei chshad, how we have to be careful to do things, not to open ourselves up to suspicion by people that they did the wrong thing, that you're doing the wrong thing. I saw an interesting psak halach lemaisa from Yitzchak Zilberstein. He says if somebody removes his mezuzahs from his door to have his mezuzahs checked, he says the right thing to do is to put back up the mezuzah case while the mezuzahs at the sofer being checked. Why? The people should not accuse you or think that you don't have mezuzahs on your home. Tanan Hassan. We learned in the Mishnah in Masechta Talmud, similar concept to what we've just learned. Rosh HaMaimed, the head of the Maimed. Now there's a few pshatim in the Rosh HaMaimed. One pshat is that this was a specific position called the Rosh HaMaimed. Another pshat is that we know that the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmairis, into 24 groups. Every week a different group served in the Beis HaMikdash, and each one of those groups were divided into Batei Av, families. Every day of the week a different Beis Av worked. The Rosh HaMaimed is the Rosh Beis Av of that day. And another pshat is that the halacha we know is that when a person brings a carbon, he has to be there when his carbon is being brought. Every day the carbon tamid was brought twice a day. Who are the owners of the carbon tamid? All of Klal Yisrael are the owners of the carbon tamid. So there were people who were called the mamadais, people who were representatives of Klal Yisrael, who were in Yerushalayim at the base of Migdash. The Gemara Masechta Tainis describes what they did, who were representing all of Klal Yisrael as these carbonos siva were brought. The Rosh HaMaimed is the head of that group. Hayamaimin as a tameim, he would take any coin who became tamei and place him on Shara Mizrach. On the Shara Mizrach was a place on the east side of the Harabais. Now Tosfos immediately asks that we learned earlier in the Masechta that a person who's tamei keri, may not be even a machna leviyah. Now this area is certainly machna leviyah. So how could these tamei people stand there? So Tosfos says that not all of Machna Leviya was prohibited for Tmeim. There were only certain areas that were permitted, prohibited, and this was in the area that was still permitted. Other Mefarshim explained that this area was designated that it shouldn't have the Kedusha of the Machna Leviya in order to be able to have these Tmeim stand there. My time, why did they do this? Amrav Yosef, Kedei Levayshon, in order to embarrass them that they got Tomei when they were supposed to be doing the Avoida. Rav Avraham Nechshad, the concern is that we're accusing them that, you know what, they got Tomei, they wouldn't be able to do the Avoida, and they'll go to their jobs, and they'd rather go to work and earn wages than do the Avoida. Again, ask the Maramai Benayim, what's the practical difference between these two approaches to why this process was done? Ike Benayu Mefanki, people who are pampered, who don't work for a living. So if the thing is that Kedei Levayshon, so it makes no difference if they work or they don't work. We want to embarrass them. Why did you become Tamei when you should have been doing the Avoida? Inami, if the reason is Ibnei Chshad, that people are going to say that they want to go work, these people don't work. Inami, the other difference is the Kogod L'Shishira, people who braid ropes for a living. Since that's such a low-paying job, nobody will accuse that they became Tomei in order not to do the Avoida, in order to earn wages. They're hardly earning any wages anyway. But if the concern is that Kedei Levayshon, so you want to embarrass them. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Lecha Mishnah says that the Rambam has an opposite approach in the Gemara. A Mefanki is a person who lives a very pampered lifestyle. All he cares about is to maintain that lifestyle. Nothing else concerns him. So he doesn't get embarrassed quickly. The same is these people who braid ropes. They don't get offended quickly. So if the reason is Kedei Levayshon, they're not going to get offended anyway. But if the reason is Ibnei Chashad, that applies even by them also, that we accuse them that they were so lazy that they didn't want to work, and that's why they made themselves tummy. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Shiyotza, a current Pesach that was taken out of Yerushalayim, or Shenitma, or became tummy on Erev Pesach. Tells us the Mishnah, Yisarif Miyad, it should be immediately burnt. So we explained that what is the definition of HaPesach Shiyotza, that it was taken out of Yerushalayim. Interestingly, the Rambam says that the Pesach Shiyotza means that it was taken out of the house in which it's supposed to be eaten. That the halach is that the Karan Pesach is supposed to be eaten in a specific house, and here it was taken out, it was brought into that house, and if it was removed, it becomes Shiyotza. The Tosfos Yontif doesn't understand that pshat, because the Tosfos Yontif says that our Mishnah is speaking about Erev Pesach, and the halacha that's now going to be removed from the house only applies Pesach by night, not Erev Pesach. But the part of it, the Shas Tshuvas Chazon Nochon explains that there are two psulim. There's one psul of removing the Pesach from the house in which it's supposed to be eaten. There's another psul of the Pesach being taken out from one chabura to another chabura. So it says the psul of taking it out from one chabura to another chabura only applies at night. The psul of taking it out of the home in which it was supposed to be eaten applies even by day. You saw it by yad, so it should be burnt immediately. Nitmu balim. However, if the balim of the Kohen became tame or shemesu, they died. Tuvet zrosa. We have to let it have change its appearance. And we've already discussed what does this mean. Rashi says tuvet zrosa means it should be left overnight, just like noiser. We want it to turn into noiser. The Ben Hanan says tuvet zrosa means that it should completely decompose. The basis of Rashi's pshat is because you want it to become nicer, and then we know for sure it has to be burnt because it's nicer. The problem with Rashi's Pshat, the Mefarshim ask, is that one of the things that has to have Ibur Tzura is something that becomes Pigel, we'll learn in the Gemara. Now, Pigel can never become nicer. So what's Rashi saying? The Rebbeinu Chananel's Pshat, that he says we want it to be decomposed. Why is Pshat in Rebbeinu Chananel? So Rebbeinu Chananel says, because once we know it became decomposed, in case it really isn't Tameh, it's anyway not edible because it decomposed. But the problem is that Ibur Tzura, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, is sometimes required even by things that are not questionably Tameh, that we're waiting, we're not sure if it's Tameh. It's by things that we know for sure have other disqualifications. If the Pshat of Ibur Tzura is because we're not sure it's Tameh, what it's going to be Pshat in those situations. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan v'yisar v'shishas, and then it should be burnt on the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Yontif. We never, as we will learn in the Mishnah later in our Perek, never burn kachim that have to be burnt on Yontif itself. And the Mefarshim point out that as we will learn in the Mishnah Mitzashem on that Pei Gimel, nicer of a Karban Pesach is burnt the 16th day of Nisan in the morning. There's a question about these things. When are they burnt? Do we wait for the 16th by day, or could it be burnt immediately Matzah Yontif? Rav Yochanan ben Breukheimer, Avzei Yisar B'yad, this should be burnt immediately, L'fisha in La'echem, because there's nobody to eat it. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Tameh, it's understandable that something, the Karban Pesach becomes Tameh, it has to be burnt, because the Ksiv, V'abosa Shiyigah B'chal Tameh Lo Yoichal, Beish Yisarav. It becomes Tameh, it has to be burnt. El Yoitzim Inolon, where do we know that if it was taken out from Yerushalayim, taken out from where it's supposed to be, from where it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be burnt? So Tosfos explains that the Gemara's question is, that how do we know B'chlal, that it has to be burnt? Tosfos, however, questions the quotes the Rashba Mishans, who says that the Gemara's question is not how do we know it has to be burnt, but the question rather is how do we know it has to be burnt immediately and not require Ibur Tzura. Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, there is a Pasha, which we will be discussing a lot in Mitzvah today's Shir. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Bayoim Hashmini, was the day that the Mishkan was inaugurated. That was a day on which many specific new karbanos were brought. There was a carbon of Aaron that had to bring a carbon chatas for all of Klal Yisrael. There was the carbon of Nachshon Ben Aminadav that the Nesiim brought each day karbanos, the first 12 days of Nisan when the Mishkan was inaugurated. And the first one was brought by Nachshon Ben Aminadav. But there was also a carbon of Rosh Chodesh. A carbon of Rosh Chodesh, because it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And what happened was, the carbon chatas was burnt. And Moshe Rabbeinu is questioning Aaron. Madua lo yachaltem as achatos. Why didn't you eat the chatas? Ki kodesh hakadoshim hi. It's holy v'osu nosin lechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, lo seis es avoy na edo, to forgive Klai Yisrael l'chap aleinu l'fnei Hashem. So now Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to question Aaron. Why was this carbon burnt. Heilei huves darma al kodesh penima. It wasn't brought into the base of Mikdash. Omaloi Moshe la'aroin. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, Madulai chaltim es achatis. Why didn't you eat this carbon chatis? Shemen nichnas darma lefnai lefnim. Perhaps it was brought into the base of Mikdash. And this was a carbon chatos that was supposed to be brought on the mizbeach achitzoin. And you shouldn't have brought it inside. And the Shita Mekubetzes Masech Tzvachim says that the Gemara's terminology of Lefnai Lefnim, which means the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is a little difficult. It should have said Hen Hufa Dov Lefnim. It was not supposed to be brought into the Heichel, into the Kodesh even. Amalei Lev. So Aaron said, no, that didn't happen. Amalei Shem Mechutz Mechitzas Yotzer. Perhaps you took it outside of the Azara, outside of the Klayim. Amalei Lav No BeKodesh Yotzer. It would remain in the Kodesh the whole time. Almost, so Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, "Iba kodesh harsa, if remained the whole time in the kodesh, v'hein lo havas damel kodesh penima, and also wasn't brought into the Mishkan where it wasn't supposed to be brought. Madu aloy echal to my soy, so why didn't you eat it? Mechlal, what do we see? The inafka had it been brought where it's not supposed to be brought, ina outside of the Azara, or inami ayel damel ofnim had it been brought into the base of Mikdash, basreifihi." Moshe Rabbeinu would have understood that if a carbon is taken out from where it's supposed to be brought, it's from where it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be burnt. And that's how we understand in our Mishkan that Mishkan is supposed to be burnt. Says the Gemara, based on what we just learned, Bishlama nitma, it's fine that we understand that if a carbon gets tamei, it has to be burnt. Why? Because the pasuk that we quoted at the beginning of this piece of Gemara of Abosa Shiiga B'chol Tomei is a pasuk by Kachim Kalim. And Goli Rachmana B'Kachim Kalim, the Torah told us that Kachim Kalim that become Tomei must be burnt, and certainly Kol Shekei B'Kachim Kachim, like a Karm Chattis, has to be burnt. Eli Yaitse, but something that was taken out from where it's supposed to be, the question, the dialogue between Moshe and Aaron took part about a Karmach Hattis. Ashka Kachikachim. A Karmach Hattis is Kachikachim. So we understand that a Kodesh HaKadoshim that's taken out from where it's supposed to be is supposed to be burnt. However, Kachim Kalim and Nolan. How do we know that the same din applies to Kachim Kalim that they're taken out from where they're supposed to be? They're also supposed to be burnt. The Suah, furthermore, Hadatanya, we learned in a Braisa, Lon Dama, if the blood of a carbon was left overnight, or nishbach dama, or if the blood of a carbon was spilled, and the way the Mefarshim explain, spilled means whether it was spilled before Kabbalah Saddam, or whether it was spilled after Kabbalah Saddam, but before the Zrika could have ever taken place, or Yotze Dama Chutz HaKloim, or the dam of the carbon, the blood of the carbon went outside of the kloim. The kaimon, and all these things that Loch is besreifa, menolan, how do we know? Says the Gemara, Nephilim of Rav Shimon. We know from what Rav Shimon taught us. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rav Shimon Omer, Bekoidish, Beish Tisarif. Lima al Chattis, the teachers of the carbon Chattis, that becomes puzzled, that becomes disqualified, Shisrifasoi Bekoidish. It has to be burnt in the Azara. Only al Zubavad. This is only when a Karmel Chattis gets disqualified. Shar Psulei Kachim Kachim. How about other Kachim Kachim? Veimuri Kachim Kalim, or the parts of the Kachim Kalim that are burnt on the Mizbeach. Minayin, how do we know that they also have to be burnt in the Azara? Tamalayma Bekoidish Be'esh Tisarif. That anything becomes possible, it has to be burnt. Ask the Gemara, but all these things are Ashkechon Kachi Kachim. We're only understanding about Kachi Kachim. However, Kachim Kalim and Olam, how do we know Kachim Kalim that become Tomei must also be burnt? And like Rashi says, we can't learn Yoytzei. We can't learn that if something was taken out of where it's supposed to be from the din of Tumah, because Tumah is a much more serious psul, because it applies even by truma and applies by meiser, so we can't learn yotz for tuma. Ella says the Gemara, kol psul kodesh, anything that became invalidated, may be taken out of the boundary, but kodesh b'sreif must be burnt. Loshna kachim kalim, loshna kachim kachim. It doesn't make a difference if it's kachim kalim or kachim kachim. Gemari gemirilon. It's all halacha l'mashmas Sinai. So ask the Gemara if that's the case. So then the entire dialogue that took place between Aaron and Moshe, which seems to teach us that it was taken out, that the chatas was taken out from its place, it becomes, it has to be burnt. I don't need that dialogue. I have that loch l'moshe m'sinai. Answer the Gemara, you're right. The only reason the Torah Kedoshah talks about that dialogue is Mishamash Shoya Kachoya. It's trying to teach us and tell us what actually happened. But not because there's anything specific to teach us new here. Says the Gemara. Or Tanan Beribavua. Ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Avua, Dama filu pigel toin ibitzura, that even in the case of pigel, we have to wait till it decomposes before it can be burned, menolon. How do we know that? Says the Gemara, yalaf oven oven minoisa. We learn exer shavra, the word oven oven minoisa. By noisa we know, like we said before, it doesn't get burnt immediately. So too, this doesn't get burnt immediately, rather it gets, we wait for the next day. Ask the Gemara, why not the nail of oven mechatas iron? Instead of learning Gzeirus Shava from Noiser, that teaches us that it should be burnt the next day, why don't we learn it from Aaron, where Aaron's carbon mechatas was immediately burnt? Amalach, so he answered this, Rabbi Bavu will answer you. Chatas the iron kai gavna. If the story that happened by the chatas iron that got disqualified, had it happened, not in future generations, not in the time of the Chanukas HaMishkan, Nami Ibetzura L'Dayas Bayer, it would also require Ibetzura for Hossam. This that it was burnt immediately, Hirah Shara, so it was only for that specific time when, what do you call it, when it happened then by the Chanukas HaMishkan, because there was Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Rashi, taught them that if any carbon would become disqualified, it should be immediately burnt. But that was a specific case for that din. The Migdash David questions this that we now established, that whether it's Kachim Kachim or Kachim Kalim, they have to, if they get disqualified, they have to be burnt. He questions, is this a din strictly in Kachim Kachim, Kachim Kalim, or is it anything that gets disqualified? He says, let's say the May Kiyar, let's say the water of the Kiyar was left out overnight, that the Halacha is to become disqualified, will it have the same din that it has to be burnt? Continue to Gemara. Hash Tamrin, now that we established Kol Ksule the Kodesh, anything that becomes disqualified, the Sreifa must be burnt. Loishna the Kachim Kalim, the Loishna the Kachim Kalim, Gemara, Gemirle, we have a Lach L'Mosh Masin, and it must be burnt. Ask the Gemara, the Pasuk that we spoke about at the beginning of this Amid, the Kodesh Vesh Tisarif, that we used to teach us, according to Reb Shimon, that if a carbon gets disqualified, it must be burned. I don't need that pasuk for that anymore. I can learn it from the Lach L'Mosh Masinai. What am I going to do? Lomeli, what am I going to do with this pasuk now? Answers the Gemara, Ha'homi Ba'ilesh Yisraf Asu B'Kodesh. I need this to teach us that it must be burnt in the Har Habayis. Continues the Gemara in asking, V'abosa sheyiga b'chol tamei l'yoichu b'esh yisorev, that teaches us that if the meat becomes tamei, it has to be burnt. Lomeli, what do I need the pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Hahul gufe esra. I need that to teach me that if the carbon becomes tamei, it must be burnt, and I can't learn it from the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that teaches me that disqualified carbonus must be burnt. Kusak data chamina, I would think that what does the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai teach us? Ksob sule the kodesh kigoyin lon doma, if the blood was left overnight, or nishpach doma, if the blood was spilled, or yotze doma, the blood was taken out of its boundary, or nishch de belayla, if the carbon was burnt, was shachten at night, the besreifa, all these situations, the carbon must be burnt. Why? The lesson of bechulin. This is something that's unique to kabbonis. Avel nitma, but when a carbon becomes tamei, the bechulin nami misal. The concept of tumah applies even by chulin, because the halacha is that if something is tamei, you can't be magdish it. Or the halacha is tamei doesn't only apply to kabbonis; it applies to truma and applies to ma'aser sheni. Oima, I would say, Hoyel was Avabe Uvdin the Chulin, so it's treated the same way, it's not unique to Kabonis, Eimaloy to Bais Reifa, so I would say they don't require the special din that must be burnt. But Tizglei the Kfur, it's enough just to bury it, and it should be removed from circulation, that should be enough. Kamash Malan, that's why we need a Pasuk to teach us that even Nitma must be burnt. Ask Taisus, why don't we learn it with a Kal V'Chaim from Truma? The loch is that Truma that becomes Tamei must be burnt. So we should learn a Kal V'Chaim. If Truma that becomes Tamei must be burnt, certainly these items, if they certainly Karbonis, Kachim Kalim become Tamei must be burnt. So he says, Taisa says you can't learn from Truma because Truma has a Chumra that even Zorim, Yisraelim may never eat Truma. However, Kachim Kalim may be eaten by Yisraelim. So since Truma has a Chumra over Kachim Kalim, I cannot learn Kachim Kalim from Truma. So the Mishnah taught us, Nitmu HaBalim, if the owners of the carbon became Tamei, or Shemesu, if they passed away, Tubet Surah, and we require Ibet Surah. Rav Yochanan Ben Broik in the Mishnah disagreed, and he said that they should be burnt at once. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef now tries to explain this machlokes. Machlokes shenit mubal machas rika. The machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rav Yochanan Ben Broika is only if the balam became tamei after the zrikas hadam. This chazei basal achila. There was a time when this meat might have been able to be eaten because when the zrikas hadam took place, the balam were perfectly fine. Av anitma balam lifnei zrika. Had the balam become tamei before zrika, so this meat was never eligible to be eaten because by the time Zrikas Adam came, the owners were tamei. There, everybody will agree. Divrei Hako, Yisarf Miyadit should be burnt immediately. Ask the Gemara Meisvei. The Gemara asks on this understanding of the Machlokes from the following Braisa. Zeh Klal, it says in a Braisa, Kol Shep Sulubegufoi, whenever the disqualification is inherent in the carbon itself, there the halach is Yisarf Miyad, it should be immediately burnt. However, if the disqualification is B'dam of Balim, if it's in the own in the blood of the owners, there the halach is Tubet Surasoi, it has to have Ibet Surah. And then the Yetzel Beis Yisrael, and then it should be burnt. Comments the Gemara. Ketanya Balim Dum Dadam. The Braisa is putting together a disqualification in the owners with the disqualifications in the blood. Now, the disqualification in the blood, by definition, is Lifnei Zrika. It has to be before Zrika Saddam. Because if the blood became disqualified after the... If the blood became disqualified after the Zrika, that doesn't bother me. It's already irrelevant what's the status of the dam. So Bailim, it must be Lifnei Zrika. That even if they got disqualified, they died or became Tamei before the Zrika, still there's a din of Ibet Surah. So what are you telling me? Asked the Gemara of Yosef. That if it got this, if the Bailim, something happened to them before the Zrika, everybody will agree that it should be burnt immediately. Here we see, not like that. This price says that even if something happens to the Bailim, Lifnei Zrika, the halacha is Ibet Surah, not immediate burning. Says the Gemara. The Gemara revises what Rav Yosef says. Aliyitma hochiyitma. Mechloikis nit b'balim lifnei zrika. The mechloikis in our Mishnah is only where the owners became tamei before the zrika. The leschazi basal achila, that the basa was, the meat was never fit to be eaten. So have le psula begufo, it's considered like it's in psul in the carbon itself, and that's when you should burn it alone. Immediately. Aval nitma balam lachas rika. But if they be, that's where we have a machloikis. Aval nitma balam lachas rika. If the balam became tamei after zrika, this chazi basa lachila, where the basa could be eaten, the vehaka psula machmustav acher, that's considered a psul not inherent to the carbon itself, and everybody will agree Ibet Surah is required. By Ibet Surah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, however, Rabbi Yochanan has a different understanding of machloikis. Afla achas rika na machloikis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this is the way Tosfos explains the machloikis. The machloikis between the Tanakhama of Yochim and Broika applies in both situations. Whether it was Lifnei Zrika or Lacha Zrika, the Tanakhama will always hold Ibat Sura is required, and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika will always hold that it should be burnt immediately. Says the Gemara, Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. Rabbi Yochanan is going according to his own Shita. Dan Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika, Rabbi Nechemya Amad Avechad. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika and Nechemya say the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika had Amara. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika is what we just learned, that he says that if the Bailim become Tamei, it should always be burnt immediately. What's Rabbi Nechemya Mahi? The Tanya. Rabbi Nechemya Omer. Rabbi Nechemya goes back to discuss what we spoke about earlier in the shir about the carbon, the carbon chattis on the day of the Chanukas Hamishkan that was burnt. And Rabbi Nechemya says, "Bnei Aninus Istrefazu." The reason why it was burnt was because Aaron became an Oinon. Why did Aaron and his son become an Oinon? Oinonim means that a person on the day that one of his close relatives dies, a father, a mother, a brother, a son, a daughter, is an Oinon. And Aaron and his children became Oinonim that day. Lekach nemer ke'ela. And that's what Aaron said to Moshe, Vidaba Aaron al Moshe, v'tikruana oisi ke'ela. If such things happen to me, v'chalti chattis hayoim, and I would eat the carbon chattis, hayita bein Hashem, would it be satisfactory to Hashem? So the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is as follows. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. On that day, many kabbonis were brought. Many of the kabbonis that were brought were unique kabbonis to that day. The chattis of Rosh Chodesh was not a unique carbon to that day. It's brought in every Rosh Chodesh. When Nadav and Avihu died, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron and his sons that normally an oinon may not eat kabbonis. Here there's a special situation that even though you're oinonim, you're allowed to eat kabbonis. Then Moshe Rabbeinu found out that the chattis of the Rosh Chodesh, the chattis of Rosh Chodesh was burnt. Rabbi Nechemya now explains the dialogue between Moshe and Aaron. Moshe told Aaron, "Didn't I tell you that kabbonis that will be brought this day, even if you chas v'sholem oinonim, they could be eaten?" What did Aaron reply? Aaron said, "Yes, kabbonis that are unique to this day, that are special because today is the Chanukas HaMishkan, I understood you told me should be eaten even if we're oinonim. But the chattis of Rosh Chodesh is not unique, and therefore, since we're oinonim, we should not be allowed to eat them." Now, the question is, Rashi points out, if they became oinonim, before the Zrika, how could they b'chlau do the avoida? Oinonim's not allowed to do the avoida. So Rashi answers that Aaron was the one that did the avoida, and Aaron, being the Kohen Gadol, may do avoida even when he's an oinon. Now goes the Gemara. For aninus, any situation of aninus is Kalach Zrika, is the same like a Karban Pesach after the throwing of the blood. And the explanation is as follows, according to Rashi. The purpose of a Karban Pesach is to be eaten. So there is a difference if the person becomes Tamei Lifnei Zrika or Lach Zrika. Because if he became Tamei Lifnei Zrika, this Karban Pesach will not be edible. The purpose of the Karban Chatos, explains Rashi, is only to bring a Kabbara for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael always exists. So there is no difference by Karban Chatos, Lifnei Zrika or Lacha Zrika. What happened over there? V'chi Yistarif. So that Karban got burnt, L'alti Yistarif. It got burnt immediately. So we see that a carbon whose owners become tamei or owners become disqualified, there the disqualification was that they were oinonim, should be burnt immediately. That is what Rabbi Yochanan Breika says, that if a carbon becomes disqualified because there's something that became disqualified with its owners, makes no difference when that disqualification occurred, before the Zrika or after the Zrika, they should be burnt immediately. Continues the Gemara. Rav Maisef after Rav Yosef Glili. Rav includes Rav Yosef Glili also to agree that if something happens to the owners, it makes no difference. Lifnei Zrika, Lach Zrika should be burnt immediately. The Tanya, that we learned in a Braisa. Rav Yosi Aglili Oimer, Kola Inyan Kula, the entire Pasuk. The Pasuk that says, V'kol Chatus HaShiyuva Midom Al Oil Moed, L'chapa B'Kodesh, Loi Sa'oicho B'Eish T'Sarif, which talks about a Karban Chatus that was brought to the wrong place. So Rav Yosi Aglili tells us, Ein V'Dabar Ela B'Parma N'Srafim B'Sirim N'Srafim. Speaks about the bulls that are burnt, that you're supposed to burn them. Lisrep Sulema Beis Bira. That something, if they get disqualified, they're supposed to be burnt on the Bira. V'litim Loisesa L'Chilosam. Furthermore, there's a lav, it's also to eat them. Amaloi. Chata Shenichnas Damal Lefnei Lefnim. Minayin. How do we know that Karban Chatus, a regular Karban Chatus, which was brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzin, if it was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, how do we know that it has to be burnt? Amalahen. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili answers, because the Pasuk said, in the dialogue between Moshe and Aaron, Hein Lehuva Estoma Al Kodesh Pnima. It was not brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Mechlal. So obviously, the Nafik Ihi, that had it been taken out from where it's supposed to be, if that Karban Chatus which doesn't belong inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Mishkan, had been brought in, Inami Ayil Dama, or if it was taken inside or outside of where it's supposed to be, B'Sreif, it has to be burnt. Now, how does Rabbi Yosi Aglili learn this then? Rabbi Yosi Aglili is learning from the Chatus of Aaron, even to later generations. If something happens to the blood, it has to be burnt. And obviously, it has to be burnt immediately, just like the Chatus of Aaron was burnt immediately. So we see, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, even when there's a psul, not in the flesh itself, not in the carbon itself, but rather here it's talking about the blood, it has to be burnt, the carbon is burnt immediately. So that's why the Gemara is saying, the same thing, if there's a psul, if there's a disqualification in the owner, also, it should be burnt at once. Because again, the blood is not the animal itself, and the owner is not the animal itself. Yet, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is learning from the Chatus HaAaron that if something happens to the blood, the carbon is burnt immediately. So says Rava, the same thing Rabbi Yosi Aglili would say, if something happens to the owner, the carbon should be burnt immediately. Ask Tosfos, I don't understand. That story where the blood is brought in is referring to where the blood was brought in Lefnei Zrika. And Rabbi Yochanan Breik is teaching us that even if it was disqualified after the Zrika, it's burnt immediately. So how can we bring from Yosi Aglili a right to Rabbi Yochanan Breik? So Rava Tosfos answers that according to Rava, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Yochanan Breik both hold that there is no concept. There is no difference, Lifnei Zrika, Lach Zrika. If a carbon has to be burnt immediately, it has to be burnt immediately under all circumstances. And if it doesn't have to be burnt, it doesn't have to be burnt. So that's why Rav is saying, if Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that if something happened to the blood, it's burnt immediately, the same thing if something happened to the owner. Ask the Gemara, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan include Rabbi Yosi Aglili in the list of people that hold like Rabbi Yochanan Breika? Rabbi Yochanan Tzava, Dam Ubasa Chodem Milsehi. The blood and the meat are the same. And therefore, we can't bring a raya from the blood to the bailam. Because the bailam and Mosachriti, the owner is something, a different entity altogether. So even though Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that if there's a disqualification to the blood, it's burnt immediately, that doesn't teach us what Rabbi Yosi Aglili will hold if there is a disqualification in the owner. And it could be Rabbi Yosi Aglili will hold, not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, that if there's a disqualification in the owner, it's not considered a disqualification in the carbon itself, and therefore Ibatsura is required and it's not burnt immediately.